Welcome to a special episode of the Central Pennsylvania Music Podcast, featuring From Ashes to New.
Hey guys, Daniel and Alan here with Matt and Maddie from Ashes to New here with the Central Pennsylvania Music Podcast. We're here at HMAC in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Really excited to ask them some questions here and talk about their tour. This is actually the last day of the tour here.
Last stop. That's
right, man. Sold out.
How you guys feeling about the tour so far? I mean, it's the last day of it. I mean, how's the tour been?
The tour's been incredible, man. I mean, you know, we watched the ticket sales just incrementally go up to the point where they tripled from the first day of the tour to the last day of the tour, and, you know, in between is going up. So we're watching a fast growth, which is refreshing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the more anytime you see more numbers, you're like, okay, good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Never the opposite. Like, damn.
Ah, we sold more tickets. I like playing empty shows.
Yeah.
I like the acoustics better.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping it was just my parents.
Yeah.
No, that's my favorite.
It's been great. Honestly.
That's awesome. So you guys originated here in Central Pennsylvania in 2013, correct?
Correct. 2013.
So back in 2013, if you guys can pull any names out, who were your favorite acts to play with back in 2013 when you guys were first starting out?
Well, I wasn't in it. So
with From Ashes to New,
yeah.
It's a little different because we didn't start as a local band.
Okay.
We were a local band, mm-hmm. but the way that I approached it was different business wise because I had saw the way that local bands had operated and mm-hmm. failed.
Yep. Nope.
Because I was in a couple of them that didn't make it out. Same. You know what I mean? So I saw that and decided I was going to take a different approach at it, and I was going to kind of build it digitally before, you know, we put anything out, played live, did anything like that.
That's smart. That's real smart, honestly.
Seemed to have worked out.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I don't think you guys are doing that great right now. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes down to favorite artists to play with, I mean, back then, I really couldn't tell you, honestly. I was in a band called 12 After before this.
I do remember 12 After.
Yeah.
12 After slapped. Just saying. 12 After slapped.
Thanks, man.
You're very welcome. I wasn't going to bring that up. I was going to keep it on for Fashion you, but you said it. You
a
said
local
it.
Scene, baby. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kind of on the same topic. So, you just came off a tour with Rain City Drive and Memphis Mayfire. Now you're touring with The Word Alive. What are some bands in the future you guys want to tour with and, you know, hang out with, jam some more with?
Give a shout out to the Shinedown Boys. That's definitely one on the entire band's bucket list for sure.
Okay. Shinedown, hell yeah.
I want to do a little crossover thing. I want to go Hardy. I mean, he's on the same day as us as Rockville.
I love Hardy.
And I think that would be super sick. I mean, especially us being PA boys outside of farms and everything. We got a little country in us as well. Yeah,
yeah.
So,
oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
That's so. And I'm piggybacking off of a piggyback, but you guys just recently had Matty Mullins feature in a song with you guys. First off, what was it like working with Matty Mullins?
He's a homie. So yeah.
Really?
So, I mean, it's just working. It's like working with the band. You know what I mean?
See, that's gotta be so crazy. It's like, oh, Maddie? Oh, yeah, he's a homie. It's no big deal.
He has a twin brother, actually, Marty Mulligans.
Yeah.
He's our shower tech.
Yeah, yeah. He helps us out with the bus and stuff. He cleans it up for us.
So if you go watch our last episode of Bus Invaders,
he's in the shower.
You can see Marty Mulligans is
identical to us, down to the tattoos and everything. Yeah.
They're identical.
So they went over top.
Yeah, they've kept it legit all these years.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you're messing with me. I feel like you're messing. I was down to the tattoos. I don't think I buy that.
We got to throw little jabs in, so it still makes it somewhat they're messing with us.
I was shower tech. I was like, all of this is just, I'm like,
Yeah, Maddie. Sure. Maddie and I have actually known each other since 2012. Okay. One of my first tours. So we just kept in touch. I've been friends with all the Memphis Mayfire boys for a while. So, awesome. When we were talking about doing features, I mean, it's one of Danny's biggest influential singers, you know, amongst others, but so it was somebody that across the board we already wanted to work with and were friends with, so it was easy. The process was great.
Absolutely. So with that being said, you guys got Maddie. Is there a dream feature that you guys want that haven't gotten yet, or is there anyone that's in the works this is your opportunity to shout out, if you wanted a feature?
I mean, dream feature would be Eminem, you know what I mean? Like that.
Absolutely,
that would be the dream feature.
Absolutely.
I think a little bit more realistically right now would be Hobson or NF.
Okay.
Like,
oh,
Oh, dude. Yeah, NF, dude. NF. Yeah.
I love Hobson too.
I don't want to talk Hobson's about other artists. Dirty. This is about you guys, but Hobson. Yes.
Yeah. Hobson's good. Hip hop side, both of those. On the rock or whatever side you would call it, it changes all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
So for me, it's everywhere. It was, you know, Machine Gun Kelly at one point, Hardy, whole bunch of people. I just like different artists that doing different things, but can still kind of cross over. And I look at us as like the same as like, we're not put in a box at all. So it's like, there's no reason we couldn't do anything
Jonathan
with anyone.
Jonathan Davis would be sick.
Jonathan Davis would be sick.
Yeah,
that would be sick. Yeah. But I mean, the way you guys are doing it, that's what makes sense. I think that's something that happened in the past. Like, people really compartmentalize, like, I'm only post-hardcore, or like, I'm only hardcore. Yeah. And it's like, really, when you branch out and you don't put yourself in a box, that seems to be when people are the most successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and then the people that are doing that, like on the fan side, it's what we've been talking about a lot lately, is gatekeeping, and it kills the industry.
Yes,
yeah,
that does make sense,
and it's so annoying.
Yeah, like, you know, like when you look at like other sides, like country or rap, hip hop, stuff like that, the fans that are just into that, like, they don't do what you said, like, they don't specifically narrow it down to some type of subgenre.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean, because when I think the rock and metal world got out of hand in the, you know, the 2000s,
the slashes,
where we were just like, you know, mathcore, metalcore, you know what I mean, like,
it was everything core
divided everything up into these little slivers, and then bands started dying off because there wasn't one big community. And like, something that we would love to do is just bring that community back.
Yeah.
And just, that's, you know, awesome.
Make it one big community again and just have fun with it. And,
absolutely.
And take it back to where it was in the early 2000s, because it was massive.
It was at its peak back then.
Yeah. But also, if you listen to something from back then, or watch like an award show, MTV award show, you had every different artist playing those award shows at the exact same time. Yep. From Kid Rock to like P. Diddy playing or whatever it was. Like, you had every spectrum, and everybody in the crowd was loving it. Yep. And it's like, it should be like that. It shouldn't be like, I can't like this because it's not
respecting
this.
Artists, and, you know, just... It's kind of like we've talked about, like, we have our own show on the side that we do, our own podcast, and we talk about the music scene a lot because, as you guys probably know, being from Pennsylvania, like, the Harrisburg, Lancaster, you know, the central Pennsylvania music scene itself is something that's pretty special.
Yep.
We have a lot of artists that come out of this area.
Like, the industry recognizes our area.
Yeah, it's the water.
Yeah.
It's the water, bro.
It follows the Susquehanna.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's something in there. Might be TMI. I don't know.
Something to do with that. We might be radioactive.
And we're canceled. TMI shut us down.
No, they're already shut down. We're good.
You know what? I'm staying corrected. He's right. He's right.
They're good to be suspended rods. But anyways, no, I mean, so back to the central Pennsylvania music scene and everything. What do you guys think is what, I guess, legitimately makes it so special? Is it the fact that, are we doing things a little bit differently, where you were saying about how, you know, other in the, I guess, rock metal industry, how their other bands are kind of cutting themselves into different boxes? Do you think that we don't do that as much here in central Pennsylvania? Or do you think, like, what do you think it is that brings so many good artists out of this area?
If I'm going to be dead honest, like, I don't know that I really thought about it until you just asked that question.
Okay.
I never have.
Sure.
Yeah.
What's that?
I never have.
Yeah. But I, you know, obviously I know there's a lot of bands and artists that come out of this area.
Yeah.
Not thinking about it, if I'm put on the spot, I would probably say it's because one made it. And when one makes it, it shows all the other bands that it's possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, for me, like, I saw, even back when I was starting out, I saw Hailstorm made it. You know what I mean? Or I saw Breaking Benjamin made it. I mean, you can even go back to, like, the 80s and Kix. You know, they, you know what I mean? Like, you
Kix, Poison.
Yeah, Poison. You know what I mean? Like, I used to work for a cable company, and I did a job for Bret Michaels' dad before this band started.
That's cool.
You know, so...
That's it's so crazy how, like, the scene is so intertwined. Like, because we just interviewed Bret Michaels just recently.
Nicest guy ever.
That's awesome. It's like, it's so, you're talking, like, oh, I did work for his dad.
Yeah.
And then, like, here you are headlining a tour. It's just so crazy how tightly knit, like, the music community can be from this area.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It spans generations. It's, it's so weird.
So I think that's awesome. Really it, though, man. It's like, you know, one person made it, and then it just showed everybody else in the area, go, okay, I'm from there too. I guess I can do it too.
And kind of like you said, like, you're making it, but it's tight knit. You know what I mean? So everything's kind of close. So it's like, it's inspiring.
Absolutely. So I only got a few more questions for you here. One being, what was the moment where you were like, wow, like, we made it? Like, I have to feel like there was a moment when you guys were just like, oh, like, we did it. Like, this is it.
Hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah.
Really?
Won't hit us.
Still headlining tour.
we're selling out shows.
We could sell out Giant Center, which is a goal of both of ours. I think mine, because I'm closer to Philly.
Yeah, you want Santander.
I want that, or I want, what is it now? But it was BB&T Pavilion across from Philly. Yeah. So I want that.
I want Giant Center.
And he wants Giant Center. Yeah. I think that even when we get to those marks, we're going to go, okay, what's the next step?
Yeah.
We made it here, but we haven't made it there. Then it's Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah.
And once we go there, then it's the moon. Yeah, how do we go to the moon?
Financial Field, let me know.
Let's go.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
But,
go Birds.
But to kind of talk about that a little bit, there's moments, like even last night, I'm laying in the bunk and I'm watching the recap videos that we've been posting. I'm seeing the turnouts of the tour when, you know, going into things, you're a little nervous. You're putting out a new album, you're a little nervous. How's people going to, you know, receive this? How's the tour going to do? You're all those things. So going into it, you're nervous. And looking back now that we're at the end of it and seeing the growth and everything, I'm very appreciative. I'm very grateful to know how far we've come from small towns in Pennsylvania to be able to do this when everybody said we couldn't. Everybody made fun of us in high school for believing in what we believed in and doing what we did, but we never gave up on ourselves. And rest of the band never gave up on themselves, and it's just like, it's very grateful in myself to be like, we're at least to this level, but we haven't made it.
Dude, honestly, yeah, like, exactly. I think that's a better question or better answer to that question than I could have anticipated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna leave it at that. That was just a much better answer than I could have ever even anticipated.
I mean, he took the words right out of my mouth too, and I think that's what keeps us grounded.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Is like, you know, because people ask us all the time, they're like, you know, with our VIPs and the way that we interact with our fans, and they're like, you know, a lot of bands forget about that.
Absolutely.
You know, they're like, oh, you know, they start out that way, but then as they get bigger, they stop and they forget about it. They don't interact with their fans that way on social media or in person. We're always the same goofy assholes. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't change, because like for us, this is just fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, we're just out doing the same thing we've always done. And if the crowds get bigger while it's happening, sure, let's go. You know what I mean? Like that's fun, man. But I mean, we, like he said, man, the moon, you know what I mean? Yeah. The stars,
so
whatever.
It's keeping it moving.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Forever grateful for every step we take, but we don't settle for anything less than what we've already achieved. And we're always trying to push for more and more. So
I think that's something that can be said about Pennsylvania X, because like I've met August Burns Red, I've met Brett Michaels, I've now met you guys. Pennsylvania specifically, when you meet these big bands, like, they all kind of have this same mentality where you guys are like,
humble.
Remember where you came from. Remember who you are. Like, oh, I'm just being me. Like you said, like, oh, more people just want to see us do what we think is fun to do, then so be it. Like, I think that's maybe one of the things that I think makes Pennsylvania bands like special, is because all of them stay grounded.
Well, I mean, if you're from Central Pennsylvania, it's the Sticks.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep. It's true.
And you got the Sticks mentality. You know what I mean? And that's how I came up. I came up, you know,
small town,
the people around you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, always be grateful for the things that you get, even if it's nothing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And like, that's how I was raised. And I think there was a period in my life where I kind of didn't do that. You know, like where I was partying pretty hard and was kind of a little bit of an asshole. You know what I mean? But like now, like as I'm a little bit older, like, I'm kind of back to my roots again, and I'm a little bit more grounded, you know, and you know, just growing up a kid in the middle of, you know, woods and farms and stuff, man, like
waking up in the morning smelling that manure, and that's, you're like, it's gonna be a good day.
I love it when people come here and they smell it and they're like,
we walked out of the studio like the other week when we were doing the Christmas song, and everybody else is like, man, it smells horrible, and we look at each other, we're like, smells like home. It's normal. This is normal. I'm like, you should have smelled it when it was 7:30 in the morning on the way to school in the morning, like, you know, in a bus, like,
oh yeah,
it right was bad.
The classroom window,
yeah,
you know,
all the, like, steam, you're just like,
God.
Yeah,
dude, we had manure pits right outside our window in school when I was in, like, third through fifth grade, man. I went to Reams, which is like
E-town,
right? E-town. So I went to Reams, which is like just a tiny little farm school, you know what I mean? And right outside, I mean, you could watch the shit getting pumped, like, right outside the window.
He said, like, agriculture.
Twin Valley's basically the same thing. It's in between two valleys and filled with farms all around it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, my high school, any window you looked out, there's a cornfield. Any single window on the side of the building.
Yep.
The school in the
middle. I think
that's the PA magic, baby.
But it's the manure, But to kind of to play back off like what you were saying though, is, and what he was saying, it's where we grew up, you know, that's like that 9-to-5 lifestyle where you work hard, you work for what you want, you respect what you want, you respect what you get.
Yep.
You know, you value those things. And I think that you stay humble within that and you value all the steps that you have, you know.
That's what I was saying. It took the words. You guys have been giving answers that, like, I mean, I have some auto response. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. But your guys' response have been so well that I'm just like,
It's the PA in us.
Well, we just took a bunch of Adderall right before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kidding. Like, we're really on point right now.
But I did just drink a Red Bull, so maybe the same thing.
Was there something put in the Red Bull? Was there not? I don't know.
Pre-show? No.
No. Speaking of Central Pennsylvania, so we're here on behalf of the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame, and we're going to be doing the stuff now. How do you guys feel about the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame becoming an actual thing now? It's been 3 years, I guess going into four, yep. And the traffic on it's just been growing and growing, and I think it comes because we have something so special here. I think certainly in the future you guys are going to be a part of that, you know, inducted in the Hall of Fame. How would that make you guys feel?
I mean, honored, man, because I came up through this scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just to be recognized, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many talented people that are from this area that don't get a shot, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've come up with a lot of really talented musicians, and, like, you know, one of the things that's different between me and Maddie and the other guys in the band, Lance and Danny, is that, like, we made sacrifices that some other people couldn't or weren't willing to make. And that's no shade thrown at them. I get it. Life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, like, those other artists in the industry here or in the Central Pennsylvania area, just to kind of put it in a nutshell, like, they didn't get the opportunity that we had. And, you know, some of them and a lot of them actually deserve it. You know, so it's an honor to be a part of that. But, I mean, like, I would gladly accept that award if we get it. Just for everybody else to say, you know, I worked with this guy who's good. I worked with this guy who's good. That guy's great. Because we keep a lot of our stuff local. Our art's local. Yeah. We record our records local. Like, we keep all of our stuff in this area because there's just so many talented people here.
Yeah.
That's an amazing answer. I mean, I guarantee you, the people, when they watch that, when that happens, because I'm sure it will, when they watch that award ceremony and you're like, oh, like, this goes out to this person, that person's going to be either A, in the crowd, or B, watching it at home. And they're going to be like, thank you, man. Like, just the fact that I got, that's all they needed. Like, someone recognized the hard work and dedication that I did. And I think that's going to mean the world to them. It's going to send them to the moon.
I mean, without a lot of those people, we couldn't have evolved into what we are. A lot of those people inspired us in some sort of way, you know?
Yeah.
So it paved our path as well. So we owe it to them as well. Friends, family, other musicians that we've played shows with. You may take something from somebody else that did something cool on stage. You're like, damn, okay, now let's put that in our show in our way, you know, but without that person doing what they were doing, you know, we wouldn't have seen it. So got to give back to where it came from.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So circle and takes town, man. You know?
Okay. So one final question, and then we're going to shoot it to you then for you guys to plug all your stuff, but you brought it up. You guys did a cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
We did it.
So did you guys just wake up one morning and you were like, you heard that song come on and you're like, you know what? Like, yeah, I could tackle Mariah's vocals.
I don't think anyone hears that song come on. That's why I'm going to cover this.
Yeah. Let's do this for fun.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was I had some studio time booked for a little side project thing and couldn't end up using it. Not going to get into the details of that.
Sure.
But the deposit was already made, and it was either waste the studio time or do something with it.
Sure.
So I hit up Lance, and I was like, yo, I was like, what should we do? So we came to the conclusion that it was almost Christmas, and we've put out covers before, so why not just do a Christmas cover? So we're talking, you know, maybe Nightmare Before Christmas, maybe...
Ooh, that's a solid pick. That had to have been a heavy contender.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's kind of the obvious, though, for the metal world, though, right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, 'cause it's already dark, it's already ominous, it's got that feel, it's got that minor vibe.
Sure.
Same with, like, Carol the Bells, which Bad Wolves just did, so I'm glad we didn't pick that.
And August Burns Red has done it.
Yeah, yeah, ABR's done a lot of this stuff, you know what I mean? So, like, you kind of look at the stuff that's already in the minor appeal, and you go, okay, that's a gimme.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, well, what if we do something that's a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more, you know, a little bit happier, and then we just make it minor, and we give it that vibe. And Lance was like, I mean, there's some low-hanging fruit. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
The song that everyone hates when they hear it in the stores.
Yeah. So we were like, we were laughing. We're like, yeah, let's do it, man. Like, we're either going to make people really happy that we did a version that they can get into, or we're going to piss them off to no extent. Either way, win-win.
Yeah.
I think you guys absolutely did the prior. I think people embrace it because they're like, thank God there's a different version of this song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's gone viral on multiple platforms. So
yeah. The responses that we've seen is everybody's like, oh, finally, I can enjoy this, you know, this song because of this version. This is what I want to hear in the stores everywhere.
You guys are going to get a cease and desist order from Mariah Carey.
No, she actually.
Yeah.
Wild story, right? So we're out on this tour and she goes into the studio that we recorded it in.
Yep.
What?
To work with Rockletics.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So Adrian. She goes into the studio and dude sends me a picture of him and her. He's like, look who I'm with right now. And I'm like, he's like, I showed her the song. He's like, she loves it.
Yeah.
What? And I was like,
that's like the best, yeah. Like, oh like gratifying or like, yeah. Affirmation I think you could get for that. It's like, oh yeah, we did the right thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. So then, you know, our label went to the rest of them and got yeah. it approved from all the other co-writers. So it's 100% approved.
That's oh awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, congratulations. Yeah.
Major coming out with Mariah Carey here soon.
That would be
maybe, yeah, to go
just
back.
Get Mariah yeah. on a metal that's, song.
That's the, would be amazing. The dream that'd feature be right
she
there.
Just drops a black.
In whistle tone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That would be incredible. But with that, I mean, we don't want to hold you guys up. I know you guys got stuff you guys got to do before you guys go on the stage tonight. This is your moment. I mean, I'm sure you guys have stuff in the work that the fans might not know, but is there stuff that you want the fans to know that they might not know yet and they can hear it directly from you?
I mean, we're an open book, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we talk about everything we're doing on social media or live or whatever. So
VIPs,
you
know, everything.
Everything VIPs that we know that we can share.
Yeah.
All right. Know. Perfect. Yeah. Well, then with that, then where can they get your stuff? Where can they get your tickets?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
If you,
AshesToNew.com. I mean, if you want to find everything From Ashes to New, just go there. But I mean, we're the only From Ashes to New. So if you just search us wherever, you can find it. I just want to say thank you to anyone who's watching that is a fan of the band. We are on the best rise we've ever been on. It's been incremental to this point, and now it's just taking off, and it's all because of you guys.
Seriously.
So thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk with us, man. It's truly been a pleasure, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Well, everyone, there you have it. Thank you for tuning in.
And keep your eyes peeled for the next Central Pennsylvania Music Podcast exclusive interview.